When I asked Roger and Judy Clay how they met, they both laughed at the memory.
When I was down in Washington State, I figured I'd try my hand at working at a little convenience store called 7-Eleven. And a certain party happened to be my 4 a.m. customer for Marlboro Cigarette 100s and hot chocolate and coffee mixed together.
Judy and Roger married in 1998, and soon after they moved to Anchorage. Roger says he never expected to end up homeless, but he lost his job, and a few years later, he says money he received from a trust fund ran out.
A lot of people think that homeless people are all alcoholics, and they're not. A lot of them became homeless the same way I did, loss of income.
Roger and Judy were evicted from their home in May 2011. Each night, they would line up at the Brother Francis shelter and hope they could get one of a few dozen beds in men's and women's dorms. If they didn't, they had to sleep on mats on the floor in communal rooms with more than 100 other people. But that was better than sleeping outside. Brother Francis has a 30 days in, 30 days out policy. Though Roger says they made exceptions when the temperature dropped below freezing.
We found a place to sleep outside.
It was just up the hillside from the shelter. We made an agreement with the manager that is as long as we were gone before him and his customers showed up, we could stay there. And it was right behind a Speedy Glass business office.
And we were more or less like the nighttime security for him.
Judy says it felt like it took months to thaw out from the cold of sleeping outside. When she had an opportunity, she decided to get back to her hometown of Haines.
When my PFD check come in that one year, I'd already made the decision that we were going to come back to Haines one way or another.
Why'd you make that decision?
I was getting real frustrated on the stress I was under and not having a place to live.
When they came to Haines, someone in the community called Sierra Jimenez at Southeast Alaska Independent Living, or SAIL. They said Roger and Judy could use her help.
They were very quiet. They seemed desperate. They did not have a plan.
Jimenez says SAIL paid for them to stay in a hotel that night, and the next day, Salvation Army paid for their one-way trip to Juneau. It was the best they could do, since there's no shelter in Haines. The Clays stayed at the Glory Hole shelter in Juneau for another year and a half. While they were there, Roger successfully applied for supplemental security income because of his disability.
I have a major depression with psychotic tendencies and psoriatic arthritis.
Roger and Judy took the ferry back to Haines in the spring of 2014. Now that they had some income, Jimenez was able to help them. She called a friend who had an apartment open and convinced them to rent to the Clays. SAIL paid the deposit on the apartment with a grant from the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation. Then Jimenez helped Roger and Judy apply for an apartment in the only affordable housing complex in Haines, Dusty Trails. Those apartments are subsidized by the federal government. Rent is based on 30% of the resident's income. The Clays had to apply two times, but they were finally successful.
It was a lot of pieces to pull together. Yeah. But you guys persevered.
The Clays moved into their new apartment November 1st. It's a sparsely decorated two-bedroom. In the living room, there's a TV and two hand-me-down couches. Roger sits on one of them and says things feel peaceful here.
The quiet seems different than when we were homeless. Because when we were homeless, it was practically noisy 24/7. And being in our own place, it's like, where's all the noise?
After the stress of homelessness, the Clays feel like they can relax. But they're still on a very limited income. They have Roger's Social Security, which he says is $733 a month, 30% of which pays for rent, and a little more than $200 in food stamps.
There's a lot of stuff that we need. Some of it's having to be put off because we can't afford it.
Judy says she's looking for work. The Clays aren't the only homeless people SAIL has helped. Jimenez says they help on average 5 to 10 people each year.
We see different levels of homelessness. There's often people who are on the brink of being homeless who come to us. There are people who are living on the streets. There are people in all different levels of homelessness, more than people know in this community or like to believe.
The patchwork of local charities and nonprofits that help homeless people here do the best they can, but that often means sending people to Juneau.
And I guess that's really the question I want the community to ask ourselves is this how we want to deal with homelessness? I don't know the answer, but it's a reality in this community, and I think that it's really easy to ship people out, but is that who we are and what we want to do?
Jimenez is working with three other homeless people right now. One is sleeping on a boat with no heat. Another is couch surfing. She says Roger and Judy's story is a great success, but unfortunately, it's not the norm. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.